We'll ask the question and then make some qualifications and then ask it again. The question is there a distinction or a difference between free will and freedom of choice?
Between free will and freedom of choice.
You had said early on something to this effect, that we were not made into a state of perfection, but with a freedom to choose.
Yeah.
St. John Damascus talks about a distinction between the natural will and the gnomic will, and describes what he calls the things in the middle in terms of our judgments, opinion, deliberation, choice. Mm-hmm. He said Christ didn't have any of these things. And describes the Garden of Gethsemane as when he was sweating great drops of blood and asking God the Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, that he was not deliberating whether or not he would go through with it. And so my question is, in terms of the pursuit of holiness, is there a difference between free will, that is operating out of the natural will, and freedom of choice, especially as it is defined and understood and practiced in North America in our society?
Well, Father, you have asked one of the deepest theological questions in all of dogmatic theology. The gnomic will, this is monothelitism. St. Maximus the Confessor, this is one of the most difficult sections in the dogmatic sequence course. And I'll try to sum it up briefly. It's really long, but yes, I mean, we have a human will, right? We all have a natural human free will that we're created and given. And our natural human will always follows God's will. Huh? It's our natural will as human beings, as we were created, to follow the will of God. But now, in our fallen state, we have, and it's hard to define what is exactly a gnomic will. Even St. Maximus says it's a wrong choice? Is it a method of choosing? Is it a way of choosing exactly? But it's our fallen, distorted will that can choose to go away from God. Huh? And so when Christ assumed human nature, he assumed the natural human will. He had two wills. He had the divine will, and he has a human will. And the human natural will always follows the divine will. But we, in our state, we fluctuate, we deliberate. Should I stay or should I go? What should I do here? What channel am I going to watch on TV? I mean, we have to choose. Everything in our life is about choice now. And so when we deliberate, should we follow God's will or should I go on and deviate a little? That's the gnomic will. That's the deliberation. That's what leads us to sin. Now, in the Garden of Gethsemane, what was happening to Christ? See, Maximus answers this question. When he said, let this cup pass from me, was he not following the divine will then? Was he deliberating? No. See, Maximus says, because it was Pyrrhus, his enemy here, who he was writing against, he said no, because it's part of our natural will to survive, to preserve our existence. And that's why it was natural for our Lord, as truly human, to not want to die.
And he was showing us his natural. He was showing it.
Perhaps he was showing it. It was manifest. But then how does he end it, Father? Not my will, but your will be done. So, we have a free will, but then we have choice. How do we exercise or practice or use this free will, this God-given freedom that we have, which is an aspect of the divine image in which we are created? God is free, and so are we uniquely free in all of creation to even choose against God and fight against him if we want. So I don't know if that confuses anybody more.
Thank you.
Was that all right?
So, do we still need a break? Okay, before we break, let me introduce a dear brother present here with us tonight, to this morning. We have Hierom Monk Ioan, or John, Georgian Orthodox Church, sent to serve Georgian communities on the West Coast, LA and San Francisco. He lives in Hollywood in church apartment. Imagine, Hierom Monk and he lives in Hollywood. You know, we have all the contradictions here in. So uses OCA church in Tarzana, trying to build church in LA. So brother and Hierom Monk John, welcome. Please let us welcome him. I met him maybe more than once, and he was telling me that his bishop is coming from Georgia to visit this area in California, and I asked Hierom Monk John when his bishop is here. I think Archbishop Antonio? Dimitri, when he is visiting here, so I would love to see him and meet him and see if we can support this holy community and his ministry in general. So meet with Hierom Monk John after while we are here. He has to leave tonight because they serve their theophany according to the old calendar. So before he leaves, if you meet him and you take his email and telephone number and be in touch with him and try to provide any kind of help you can, any help you can offer, and if they need a special kind of, you know, like a brotherly consultation or guidance or something like that. And also I offered me also, I am ready to help as much as I can. So welcome, Hierom Monk, and we are happy and pleased to have you here. You want to say a few words?
So, thank you very much. I'd like to thank you, Your Eminence, for your parently love to me, and I'd like to thank you, all of you, Antiochian Church. As we know, the Antiochian Church is our Georgian, our mother church, Antiochian, and so I'm very glad to be here and very happy to hear and with you, with all of you. Thank you very much, Your Eminence, and bless me. And
so, as you know from the history, as he was trying to hint that the Church of Antioch, our Church of Antioch, has given the Church of Georgia its autocephaly. So when I visited Tbilisi and Georgia with our patriarch, 81, so they welcomed our patriarch like as a hero, the one who gave the church, the patriarchate of Georgia, its autocephaly. So let us break now for a few minutes and come back.